You are not your thoughts. This concept may be one of the most important for us, especially right now, in the midst of the racial tensions and need to bring a more just society to fruition. We're going to have to realize that our thoughts are where issues begin. We take thoughts, we add some emotion, and we take those thoughts for a walk. And those walks then become longer. And then we go out to dinner with an idea or a thought. And then pretty soon, we're spending so much time with a thought that it's no longer a thought, but we've confused the thought with who we are. And all of a sudden, the thought and who I am are inseparable. But if we're going to cure and change the racism in our day, the other inequities in our society, it's going to start when we realize that our thoughts can be separated from our person. Our thoughts are not us. And we need to take a hard look at some of the ways that we think, some of the ways that we feel. Maybe we need to invite certain thoughts out of our lives because they no longer match what we want to be or how we want to live in the world. Have you made a thought inseparable from yourself? Is it hard to distinguish you from that idea? Today, remember, you are not your thoughts. They can be pulled away, evaluated, looked at, scrutinized, challenged, much of which is needed today when it comes to the inequities and race inequities in our world. You are not your thoughts. Let your thoughts be separate from you. Let your thoughts be things that pass by. Perhaps some of them you need to unwind, and others you need to simply let go by. We are not our thoughts.